mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're live. It is the 18th day of June 2004 on this Friday edition. George Woolley is our guest. George, a few nights ago on his cable show here in Austin, aired the Nick Berg video, the beheading, for a full hour over and over again. And now there's talk of censorship and was it the right thing to do, and articles, you know, published and TV reports. This is very serious questions. No, it's not. Again, they show images of Kennedy getting his head blown off, piles of dead Jews being pushed into mass graves. Far more graphic than this, and it shouldn't be censored, but it sets the precedent to censor other things, like the thousands of photos they have of our troops under orders torturing, raping, and killing Iraqis, who many of them, most of them, according to the Army's own report, were totally innocent, picked up because their papers weren't in order. We've got to torture you to make sure you're good. Tortured until proven innocent or guilty, the new freedom. And we're taking calls on this subject, but the last caller brought up the fact they were running drills on 9/11 of flying hijacked planes into the Pentagon and World Trade Center at 8:30 in the morning, which was the stand-down smokescreen for NORAD, because they're not full of traitors in NORAD. It's just a drill, stand down. Very convenient, run by the CIA. And George George had a comment on that. George, go ahead.
As I was saying, I think you all give the government far more power and than they really have. You don't understand. I've been a federal worker, I think, four or five different agencies in my professional life before I moved to Austin, Alex. Never anything top secret, secret with the Air Force. But other than that, just things like the Forest Service and the Post Office, things like that. But nevertheless, I don't think there's any way the government could have anticipated that somebody's going to fly. You can't have a contingency plan.
Okay, let me stop you right there.
The World Trade Center.
Let me stop you right there. George, the government put a man on the moon.
Right.
The government had remote control planes taking off and landing for drone practice in 1958.
But they don't have a contingency plan for every convoluted idea.
We're saying the government did it, George. We're not saying, they're idiots and let it happen. We're not debating that.
Well, your last caller said that that the government should have been aware.
No, he said the government did it, and then he went on to say, but even if they didn't, then they're complete buffoons and shouldn't be running our lives.
Well, nobody can anticipate those kind of crazy attacks.
Oh, actually, there was an official U.S. government plan that called for remote-controlling jets and crashing them to blame it on foreign enemies. They can't anticipate the type of attacks. They were running a drill of that very thing happening that morning. What you just said defeats what you said.
Well, the guys in the government were committing suicide then because they ran one of those jets right into their Pentagon.
Okay, again.
That's kind of crazy.
Well, why did Hitler blow up his own Reichstag?
Well, Alex, I really don't. I just can't believe these charges. I don't think there's any credibility there.
Okay, let's take a call. Fine. Just you got the word. There's no credibility. I got facts. They could never anticipate it, but they admit they had a plan that morning of doing just that as a drill. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First of all, I'd like to give out my email address, if that'd be okay.
Go ahead. What's it? Why?
Because I'm doing something on January 25th.
What is that?
I'm going to see the opening of the Michael Moore crocumentary.
Okay, I'm not going to be part of the White House machine.
No, I'm not.
Run out of a PR office in San Francisco.
Okay, well, hold on. My call is three parts, so let me get to it real quick. It's awakenfree@yahoo.com.
All right, sir. Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate the call. We'll just leave it at that. My show, years ago I allowed this to happen, and it was just, here's my phone number, here's my email address, I got a tractor I want to sell. And, I support Michael Moore, and I don't think Michael Moore should be censored any more than George Woolley should be censored, or I should be censored. And it's not a crocumentary, it's documented.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Whenever I listen to a neocon talk show, no real information comes out. It's just like a junior high popularity contest. Lots of squawking and babble and emotional diatribes. No information. Then you have the talk show hosts themselves planting down disinformation. Like Limbaugh last week said, oh, it's incredible. You know, World Tribune, this big British newspaper, and it's not, it's American. It's run by a Washington Times editor. They're reporting weapons of mass destruction were found, shipped out of the country. Then you read it's tagged scrap from stuff destroyed by the UN, and it says no chemical or radiological or biological in it, legally being shipped out of the country. But, again, the headline was enough of a deception, and then that's parroted and yelled. You know, just like they lied about the mobile weapons trucks and the mass graves and all the rest of it. But see, it never matters because it's emotional, so you don't face those lies. Just like a Democrat didn't care that Bill Clinton lied to them and said, I did not have sex with that woman. I'm not with communist Chinese generals in the White House selling things out. And the Democrats, Bill Clinton didn't go after Ron Brown. Bill Clinton's nice. Jennifer Flowers is a liar. Bill Clinton's good. You can't talk to them. You can't talk about real issues. You can't explain to them that it's a stage deal. That Bill Clinton's Hulk Hogan and George Bush is Macho Man Randy Savage, and it's a staged event. And the guys go have a beer after it. You know, it didn't matter if the Bushes were together with Clinton dealing drugs and mean it. It didn't matter if I've had former CIA officers on the record who were there and saw it all going on. You know, it doesn't matter if Fahmy Malik, the medical examiner in Arkansas, ruled that people committed suicide, who shot themselves three times in the back of the head with shotguns and cut their arms and legs off. The Democrats said, hey, man, that person did cut their own arms and legs off and then shoot themselves in the back of the head. I just can't believe Bill Clinton would do that. I just can't believe George Bush would do something like that. I just can't believe it. So, okay, you're going to be slaves, folks. But see, they'll have a Democrat in when they're going after the conservatives, and it'll see, it's those Democrats using the Patriot Act. Save us, Republicans, save us. And then they won't save you. And they just double-team us. It's tag-team wrestling. And it's not real, folks, but the effects in your life are real. George, got a bunch of other callers here for you. They just love you. Wesley in Tennessee, you're on the air. Hello, Wesley.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, let me add a side issue. We didn't hang up on Paul from Delaware. I think he misunderstood what I was saying about we got to leave it there. I meant we're going into break. I wanted to hear what Paul was saying, and if he means that Michael Moore's thing is kind of a scam, and that it says the UN's going to save us and only goes over some of the evidence, yes, I agree with what, if that was his point. But go ahead, Wesley.
George, you belong to a group of people that swing me from rage to absolute nausea.
I kind of feel that same way about liberal variants.
Art Bell, Neil Bort, Mike Savage,
Neil Bort,
and George Orwell, all five of you guys. Now listen, Mike Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Neil Bort, Art Bell, George Woolley, all five of you guys are repeating the same mantra over and over until it's enough to make you throw up. I just don't believe our federal government could do anything so awful.
You know, it's funny you said that. Hey, Wesley, I was actually getting nauseated 10 minutes ago. I mean, because I'm sick. I'm upset. I read the documents. I read the legislation. Our whole country's in danger. The globalists are putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, and we can't get to these Democrats and Republicans.
You conspiratorial paranoids don't seem to realize.
No, listen, I don't communicate.
Yeah, use some more labels.
About paranoia. No, I've got
listen,
a, I,
listen, let me just
listen,
say something
hey,
here.
Hey, George, look, I'm not a ditto head.
Obviously.
Of Rush Limbaugh or Michael Savage or any of these other idiots. I want to tell you something. I do the work. You don't. You just sit there and lie.
No, I've read the same books.
No, you haven't read the same books because I have a friend of 60 years that was the head of the Chicago Police Department Bomb Squad, the third largest police department in the United States, who would spend three weeks every summer going down to Redstone Army
Arsenal.
Base in Alabama to train. Explosive experts from police departments and from the military both all over the country. Now, when I've got somebody that's got that kind of stature, that's the head of the bomb squad of the third largest city in the country, tell me that the Oklahoma City building was blown up from the inside out, when he tells me that the Twin Towers were controlled explosive takedowns, when he tells me that building number 7 was a controlled explosive takedown, who do you expect me to believe?
Yeah,
somebody like you that sits around and reads this stuff out of a classic comic book, or somebody that
okay, let George respond.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion. There are still people
it's
that
not
don't
an
believe,
opinion.
That don't believe
it's
in the
not
went to
an
the moon.
Opinion. It's based on fear.
There are scientists that don't believe we went to the moon. Okay, that it was a staged Hollywood event. I don't know. Maybe Alex believes that. You know, there's people that don't.
Yeah, right.
No matter what truth that you want to bring forward, there are people that are going to argue with you, and I just frankly don't have time for it. I have read Eustace Mullins, another conspiracy theorist, and
I don't talk to conspiracy theorists. I talk to the actual scientists and technicians, and they're the ones that tell me that these.
Yeah,
these
George, I've talked to the George, I've talked to the firefighters. I've talked to the former head of Air Force Weapons Development. I've talked to the investigators on the ground at Oklahoma City World Trade Center. They've all been on this show.
Yeah. Alex, you could also talk to thousands of others who have also been on the ground, and they'll tell you you're nuts or at least you're wrong. I won't say you're nuts. I truly believe you are in search of the truth, and I applaud you.
Let me ask you this, George. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Have you seen Operation Northwoods?
Is that the one where you went into the woods of to look at the big party, the fraternity party out in Northern California?
No, not the Christian meeting. No. Well, it's Christian, according to people. No, not the Skull and Bones Christian devil worship. No. Operation Northwoods is the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks.
No, I have not seen that, Alex.
Hey, next Tuesday, when you're up at the TV studio and I'm there, I'm going to give you a copy.
All right.
Library of Congress.
If you can show me one credible shred of evidence that our government is behind any of I know our government's behind Waco. I saw that on live TV, and I still am waiting for the justice to be done there. I agree with you. But if you're going to try to tell me they're blowing up innocent civilians and perpetrating these things behind the scene, I will grab my rifle, and it's revolution time for me.
Okay, George. Thanks for the call, Wesley. Paul got back in from Delaware. What was the point you're trying to make about Moore's film, saying it's a fraudumentary or scamumentary, whatever you called it?
Yeah, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Well, it is a. It's not the whole truth, and of course they want the UN established or whatever. But besides that, this guy George you got on, this is the second time I've heard him, and I must say he gets my blood pressure up, not because, you know, I'm on one cult group and he's on the next. It's because nothing he says makes sense. And on top of that, he even if it does make sense, he just he can't see it, or it just doesn't make any sense to him. But another reason why I was calling in is because I seen a I was listening to a caller 3 days ago, and he mentioned a guy, and I got to tell you this. It was almost like something out of the news media when he's asked, do you know about this? And he says, oh, I've never heard of this before. The gentleman talked about a man named Peter Khawaja, Alex, and you said you've never heard about him.
I mean, I've heard the name and heard some of the stuff. I haven't heard the particulars of that facility.
Well, I'll tell you, this guy, Peter Khawaja, has a lot of good work, and he believes in documentation up and down one side, but I've never heard anything about him. And the last point I'd like to make is, I have a video with him with documented proof, and he goes over, and I got to say it, he goes over proof about Joyce Riley.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm not going to do on my show is this is what, thanks for the call, I'm going to let you go, Paul, because the disease, let me finish, George, the disease of the so-called patriots is fighting with each other, and I'm going to continue to cover the news, the information, and try to get people to think, and that's what I'm going to do. Okay,
Alex, I've got to tell you one thing, though, is I'm going to have to switch to my mobile phone if you want to continue this.
We're about to go to break here in a minute. I know you've got to drive into the local radio station where you work, George. So stay there. In a few minutes, we'll go to break, and you can call back on that.
Okay.
We'll just keep you a few more minutes. Let's go ahead and take another call, though. Let's go ahead and talk to, I guess up next here would be, who's up next, Stephanie? Tim in Ohio. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good. Go ahead.
George is a microcosm of the general part of the population and the type I pray for the most. George, you are stunningly uninformed to the truth, and I can't believe your incredible arrogance when it comes to hearing that truth. You are drowning in your own apathy, sir, and it's people like you that are taking this country down.
The allegations that they make, that Eustace Mullins makes, that it's all a bunch of Jewish bankers that are behind all the problems of the world is absurd.
Hey, let me stop you right there.
It's not
serious. Hey. We've never said that here on this show. Hold on just a minute. You know, the other day when Time Magazine talked about Dick Cheney's bunker, they said that's anti-Semitic. Now, how is Time Magazine anti-Semitic? I have the article here because they talked about Dick Cheney's site R. I mean, this thing of where you go, government might have done something corrupt once in history. Oh, that's anti-Semitic. I mean, you're talking like the biggest liberal I can imagine.
George, no matter how much evidence we put in front of your face, you're never going to believe the truth. You're
but I mean,
there
that tactic of going, oh, he talks about a new world order. He might be, you know, that's anti-Semitic. I mean, what on earth?
Give him the Northwest document and the PNAC. Let him start his education there, and hopefully we can get rid of psychological fascists like George.
George, stay there. We're going to call you back on your cell. Give the board off your cell phone number.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to austinwheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience, and we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and I am going to get into some more of the news here in a little while. We're continuing to take your calls. But talking to my old friend George Woolley, who's totally in this whole partisan mindset, I mean, talking to him, we point out they've lied about weapons of mass destruction. I mean, they put out false reports, fake Niger uranium documents, fake letters from troops with false signatures in newspapers, fake $70 million media buy of manufactured fake newscast, and they admit it. PNAC, the Project for New American Century, written by Dick Cheney, PNAC.info, their own group says Saddam isn't a threat. It's about the oil. And then his own administration people quit and say that, and, oh, it's a liberal conspiracy. We have Dick Cheney writing this. And then we have that, and the caller mentions that. George, are you aware of PNAC?
I never even heard the term.
Project for a New American Century, where Dick Cheney said it's about oil, it's about global domination. I'm sure you've heard that Dick Cheney's run the no-bid contracts for Halliburton right out of the VP office.
Yeah, that's been a little too uncomfortable for me. I think he ought to be recused from his job, or, you know, recused from his profits from Halliburton. Certainly, he should cut his ties for certain. It doesn't look good. I'll agree with you there.
Okay, well, good. Man, my headache's starting to go away a little bit.
Alex, as I said, you know, you can find people that will refute. You can show them, hold it up to their face, and they're going to say, no, it's not really what it appears. There's really a conspiracy behind it. I personally think that the truth will be made manifest. As I was about to say to that last caller, you know, there's a phrase in the Bible that you... swallow camels while choking on gnats, and I think that's a big part of the conspiracy movement. They don't want to see what's in front of their face.
It's not a conspiracy.
What the truth is behind the scenes.
George,
I just haven't seen too much behind the scenes.
George, I'm holding up the proof, saying to you, there's an Operation Northwoods, a government plan to carry out 9/11 style attacks. I tell you, there's PNAC, and I'm telling you that these are public things. Written by the government, and then you just say, I have no knowledge.
Well, I just don't. But I have knowledge that the president of Russia has said, I have seen the evidence. He warned America of these weapons of mass destruction. I tend to believe what, you know, I mean, I don't think the man was lying to us.
Yeah, Vladimir Putin, the former KGB boss, a guy who arrests all his political enemies, who is brutal, who is just an absolute criminal, and I can say that unequivocally, he now comes to Bush's aid. Bill Clinton has come to Bush's aid on Iraq.
The CIA director said that he had advised George Bush that he said it was a done deal, that they definitely had the weapons. So George Bush goes on record and says they have them.
No. They didn't just mess up. Hey, George, are you aware that the government produced the fake Niger weapons document?
Alex, everything that you're saying on your show is unknown to me, other than I've read some of the material that you recommended to me years ago.
Let me ask you this. I never recommended that to you, George.
I just don't believe it.
And by the way, George, you never recommended Mein Kampf to me, did you?
No, I never have.
Yeah, no, you didn't. That's right. So your little tactics aren't working.
My tactics?
Yes, your tactics are not working.
I am only for the truth. I just don't think that it's a small group of rich people that are running, globalists that are running the world. I think you and I and everybody in this planet has a great deal of influence on
So you don't believe, by the way, I think the Federal Reserve is owned by Dutch, British, French, and some Jewish people, but it doesn't matter. You know, there's French organized crime, there's Jewish organized crime, there's British organized crime. I mean, you keep bringing up this thing about Jews. Is there Jewish mafia in the world?
That's because that's what the material that I've read by some of these renowned conspiracy theorists, they keep always mentioning are Jewish bankers, and to me that's massive Nazism.
Actually, Eustace Mullins, I mean, I've listened to one of his tapes, and I didn't really hear, he talked about the Rothschilds, who happened to be Jewish, but he didn't say it's the Jews doing it. So I'm a little confused, George. I mean, you never recommended Mein Kampf to me, but you're sitting there implying I was recommending something about Jewish bankers to you. Did I ever tell you Jewish bankers ran things?
No, you have never used that term.
You tried to imply that. That is very dirty, George.
No, wait a minute. Maybe I misspoke. Maybe you didn't recommend a particular material that I've read in my own research.
Man, it's like I'm talking to the ADL or something. Stay there, George. One more segment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Folks, can you imagine? Can you imagine what would happen if Bill Clinton was in office and started backing up his intelligence claims for preemptive, aggressive wars against defenseless, broken-back, dustbin countries? If Bill Clinton said, "My buddy Vladimir Putin told me so," oh man, people would howl. It would never end. And just to sit here and to watch all of this unfold, Vladimir Putin has said in newspapers and on TV that he thinks Jews run Russia, the so-called oligarchs. Another thing, see, if you're a real Nazi, you're A-OK with the Republican Party and the New World Order. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger saying he didn't care if Kirk Voltan was a Nazi, he was going to campaign for him after he'd been UN Secretary General. Arnold Schwarzenegger, supported by the Republican Party over real conservatives who replaced that monster Gray Davis. Arnold Schwarzenegger at a bodybuilding contest in 78, this was in the news, screaming that he didn't like black people and that they were all these horrible names that I won't repeat. Arnold Schwarzenegger saying he dreamed of being a dictator like Hitler. But, oh, that's all right. But then we talk about a world government. The Bilderberg Group just met 2 weeks ago. We had reporters on. There were mainstream Italian newspapers reporting on it, calling for world government, new world order. But George, now George, who are the real Nazis here? I mean, you're saying Vladimir Putin backs up Bush's weapons of mass destruction now. Let me just read it and I'll let you comment. Putin says Russian warned U.S. on Saddam. Reuters, Russian president, who says Jews run Russia, by the way, Putin, its comments sure to help President Bush, declared Friday that Russia knew Iraq Saddam Hussein had planned terror attacks on U.S. soil and had warned Washington. Oh, so now it was Saddam. And then I remember hearing that Saddam was funding the anti-war protests, Putin said. So we need to crack down and arrest everybody. Wow, the former KGB boss of Leningrad, now hanging out with Bush. George, so what do you say to what I just said?
You know, as I was saying about federal workers, just regular folks like you and me, so is the president. He's just a regular man. He has no supernatural powers. And if his advisor, the head of CIA, tells him that this is the situation that they have, the WMDs over there, he's got to believe him. And so, you know, to tell you that somehow George Bush is still to blame, despite what his advisors and even what the intelligence agencies of foreign intelligence agencies give him, I don't know how you could fault George Bush. But I do want to apologize by implicating that you somehow fed me anti-Semite information. You did not. I know for a fact that you are not anti-Semite. You,
yeah, but George, let's just, George. Let's just not, look, I'm trying to get over to you. I understand you're not saying that. What I'm trying to say is that's what the media does. Oh, this person thinks government's corrupt, and so does this toothless white supremacist, you know, in upstate New York. So it's this guilt. You know how they say that about Christian conservatives? Oh,
sure.
Pro-lifers are secretly linked in with white supremacists. You have adopted a lot of liberal mindsets, and I don't think that you know it. But listen. Back to this weapons of mass destruction thing. It's admitted that Cheney went to the CIA, that they squeezed the CIA to give them this material, and a year before Bush gave that State of the Union, the CIA had said, no, we don't have specifics. Don't you remember that?
No, I don't know. I don't, you know, you're asking the wrong guy here. I'm an independent television producer. I'm a Christian activist, pro-life activist. UN guy and a staunch Republican, and I don't have privy to top secret information, and I believe a lot of the stuff that is fed to you is incredible, non-credible.
You mean when I read an actual Justice Department admitted memo saying torture's okay, and they admit it's their memo, then it's incredible.
No, that's public knowledge that the Bush administration says these are not these Al Qaeda people do not belong to any particular country. The Geneva Convention does not apply to them because they are thugs.
They also said the federal law didn't apply.
Well, they are held in Cuba and in Iraq.
So they're just in this limbo. Well, so torture.
Well, it's a technicality. I would tend to agree with you, Alex, that we should probably. That we should apply American standards to these prisoners, but they haven't chosen to do that because they really don't want to see another 911. And so,
they hate it. They hate it when the approval rating goes to 94% for the president. They hate it when they get to re-engineer the whole economy as their private cash machine. Oh, by the way, you said we're in this war, George. During a break when I talked to you, and we've got to give up some rights. They say this war is going to last 100 years, George.
Well, I hope not. I think it can be solved rather quickly. As I said, we need to use some big bombs. We need to eradicate these vermin Al Qaeda thugs as quick as possible, and all of their supporters. And I would, as I said, I would leaflet the whole country, meet us at checkpoints at all the major highways, and surrender, and we will process you into camps and make sure you're innocent. And anybody that remains behind is going to be nuked.
Broadcast that into the camps.
But you know, this is a war zone. And
Now, I saw you on TV say, go ahead and nuke the major cities, right? That'll make them, people love us, right?
No, as I said, I would allow the innocents to escape. And
as if Al-Qaeda, or even if Al-Qaeda was this independent group that wasn't controlled by the globalists, as if they wouldn't leave.
If they don't leave, then they get fried.
Well, what is making people leave a city do, George? How does having, of course, Al-Qaeda would get in disguises and leave with the rest of the people?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They have to go into the camp to be processed. We have to check them out.
Everyone must go through the camps, just like 70 to 90%, including Reuters cameramen, are stopped at the checkpoints and brought to the 32 camps where their children are tortured in front of them.
I don't know anything about that, Alex. These are some fantastic allegations. I'm not saying that they're false.
It's called Antonio Toogoomba. You haven't heard of the what is he, a three-star general before Congress?
I just know from first-hand experience the federal government, that the U.S. military is made up of regular guys from Texas, from Iowa. Just
no,
like
sir.
You and me.
No, sir. They hired special. They hired special feds, former federal jail guards, paid them extra $20,000 bonuses, and had private security firms running those wings of the prison.
There are some civilian employees.
I'll tell you what, I got an article here today where a admitted child rapist was one of the interrogators. That's who our government hired, was people who they knew had been involved in. See, that's what Stalin did. He took the rapers and the killers out of the prisons and made them the bosses.
Well, I know Scott Ritter was accused of that as well, and that was unbeknownst to the government before they hired him.
No, Scott Ritter was accused of trying to pick up a 15-year-old.
Right. Well, that's
yeah, magically after he's out exposing the non-existent weapons of mass destruction. Oh, really? Then the neocon head of the inspectors, I forget his name, the guy with the mustache, he came out and said, yeah, it wasn't true. What was his name? It's on the tip of my tongue.
I don't know who you're talking about, Alex.
Yeah. Okay, George, I'll take a few final calls. I'll let you get into work.
Okay.
Let's go ahead here and talk to who's up next. Cliff in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Fine.
What planet is George from? I mean, with comments like his.
Well, I know he's from the neocon system.
But
I would say that he's from one of the moons of the capital planet of the neocon planet, a neocon propaganda, big liberal, destroy America. But he's not part of that evil. He's part of the moon of ignorant minion con. That's the little moon
speaker.
He's from.
Well, I'm not going to bash George. I'm going to give him a couple of comments here that's credible and factual. There's no conspiracy theories, just facts. And the first one is that during the World Trade Center, you say you don't understand how the government could have been behind it, but yet I've listened to the audio tapes from the firefighters that got released on the Internet and read the articles, and every one of them that was in those buildings in the bottom said all of them heard the bombs going off. I mean, that's public record. And my second comment as far as...
How do you know it's bombs and not the gasoline from the airplane?
Because gasoline evaporates and dissipates at a great percentage rate, and being that the planes hit the towers over three-fourths of the way up, that fuel was no way made it... less than halfway down the towers.
Listen, sir, a big building like that's full of all kinds of compressed air and tanks full of fuel.
compressed air, sir, has to have some type of a catalyst and a fusion. Okay? We can't have no
problem. I'm no scientist. I have not looked at this stuff, Alex. You got the wrong guess for that sort of thing. If you want me to refute every allegation, I'm just telling you that I have faith in my government.
Are you talking about the same government that told more than 41 lies, used fake dossiers, and put Colin Powell in front of the UN to invade Iraq, and the same government that's also lying that took out 8,000 documents from Iraq's own weapons of mass destruction program that they wanted to resolve Resolution 1441, that government? Is that the one you're talking about?
I'm sure the government has plenty of evidence that
or do we got to learn later years on, like back when Enron was being investigated, that they said the SEC Energy Committee, they didn't have room in California for them, but yet they had room for Arnold Schwarzenegger to attend that meeting with Dick Cheney and Ken Lay and them? Is that the government you trust?
As Alex always likes to point out, this government's the one that propped up Saddam Hussein. I'm sure we stole them.
Well, what I've given you so far is facts and a matter of public record. You can look on any Google search and find the PDF formats. And my third comment here is that you say you doubt the New World Order. Well, now, this is factual. You can research it, and it's on record anywhere, and you can find the book. It's from Master Freemason Albert Pike. This book was written in 1870, 134 years ago. He said himself that we needed three world wars to get the New World Order jump-started. The first was to have a downfall of Russian fascism so they could instill a communist state and then tear it down and install some type of global peace with World War II, which was the creation of the UN. And the Third World War would have to be between Christians and Muslims as to put the two main religious sectors at each other's throats. And with Bush already stating that he has been led by God to invade Iraq and Afghanistan, then here we're only attacking Muslims of no other spiritual religious gender.
And, of course, he says that to manipulate Christians.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And well, that's over 130 years ago, so how can you doubt those facts when this the timetable, Alex, like you said, everything's scripted and everything's going according to plan, but yet people like George don't believe it, and the evidence is right there in front of him.
Well, George is a good guy.
Yeah, he is.
George is just confused, and my analogy was horrible earlier. You said, what planet is he from? And I see the neocons as premeditated liars. People like George are a little moon orbiting it that mean well but are just conned, and that's what all that mindless babble was that I was trying to explain. George, you want to respond to the caller?
I was just being sarcastic, George. I wasn't no way trying to demean him or anything. He's a good guy, and he believes what he's standing for. I understand that.
Well, you're very well informed, though, I have to tell you, Cliff. But, George, you want to comment to what he said? Oh, George's phone dropped out.
That's just like Alex about he talks about the international banking scam. But what a lot of people fail to realize is, you know, I heard you refer to the Rothschild dynasty earlier, is because during those Jewish movements back in them days, you know, the Rothschilds, Mayor Amschel Rothschild, his former name was Bauer, and he changed it to Rothschild as to not attract any attention because the Jews had to make some kind of deal to keep from being expunged from the face of the earth back in the early days. And a lot of people don't understand that, and they call you anti-Semitic and every other name in the book, but they fail to separate the three terms as far as anything to do with Jews and Israel, and that Judaism, Zionism, and anti-Semitism. And those are three very different points.
Well, look, I mean, I don't think any one group runs the New World Order, but I know But I know there's Italian mafia, Chinese mafia, Jewish mafia, and you talk about the Jewish mafia, one of the most powerful mafias in the world. Uh-huh. You're supposedly bad, and I'll talk about any mafia I want to. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
You bet, George. Your phone cut out when we were complimenting you. I was saying that people like you are just conned by the neocons, that you're not trying to be, to disinform people, and that my analogy was you're kind of like a little moon orbiting, you know, this planet of lies. You're not really part of the lies. You're just going along with them because you're ignorant. Of course, you think I'm ignorant, I guess, George.
Thank you for the compliment, Alex. If that's a compliment, I guess I better take what I can get.
I was saying that you're a good guy and that you mean well.
I think we both love the country, Alex, and that's we have an honest disagreement as to where the source of our problems are. Once again, I'll go back, and I think it's a spiritual source. I believe in an entity called Satan. I think he's manifested all around all of us Americans who are listening in the liberal mindset that we can kill our children, we can sodomize our young boys, we can steal money from people through taxes. And I think, you know, you all believe that it's a government conspiracy, and I believe it's a spiritual conspiracy, and I'm not looking at the United Nations necessarily to target, although they are, I think, a manifestation of evil. I'm looking right here in my own neighborhood at the people who try to perpetrate these evil ideas right here, and that's in every neighborhood of America.
Okay, George, let's take one more call, and I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you joining us. Let's talk to Russ in Texas. Russ, go ahead.
Alex, thank you. George, I appreciate you being there. I've talked to a lot of people that just, you know, they put their hands up and they say, I don't want to hear it. You know, the problem is Hosea 4:6, which says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The problem is ignorance and apathy. You agree with that?
I agree. Those are very dangerous.
Okay, the problem is you say you believe in Satan. If all God had to do was wave his sovereign hand and create a miracle, it wouldn't require faith. Everyone would believe. Satan does the same thing. He has deceived the best and the brightest with promises of great worldly riches if they would help him build his end time kingdom, and they've done it. And most of them have done it without even knowing it. Believe whatever you want to believe, George, but know why you believe it. If you were part of the construction of a dam, and that dam, the floods came and that dam began to fail, and you were in the town down below, you know, you might sit there with the people that you were with and say, well, the integrity of this has not been compromised because you believed in your own ability to build it. But in fact, it may have been compromised, and you may be about to perish. You know, you have to go back and do a little research. Government has killed over 200 million in the last century. What makes you think that they wouldn't kill 3,000 to further their agenda? Watch,
because
Alex,
our government is made up of regular people like you and me, and I don't believe
that have been corrupted by because like of that. Their love of the almighty dollar, George. Because of their love of the almighty dollar, they have been willing to look past the corruption of themselves and their cohorts. Go back and look at Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, which was a document that was found in a surplus government copy machine that calls for the mathematical plan for the automation of society. Go back and look at the War Powers Act of March 9th of 1933.
When they do, hopefully there's somebody like at the My Lai massacre, somebody there who's a regular American from Iowa or Texas or wherever, who says, wait a minute, what's going on here is wrong. I'm telling somebody.
Well, George, that's a good note to end it, because I agree with you on that. I appreciate you joining us. Have a good day. Okay, a bunch of news, more of your calls coming up when we get back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, I think the last caller said it all. You got these well-meaning people like George who aren't informed on all the issues, and they just can't believe that the government would be doing evil things. It's amazing, and we're going to continue with your calls, and I covered some news, and we'll get into a lot more of it, but to have Vladimir Putin coming out now, after the government didn't accidentally lie about weapons of mass destruction, they fabricated evidence and got caught fabricating it time and time again. It's ironclad. They got caught putting out memos saying torture people. That's ironclad. It's their own documents, their own memorandums. And to have Vladimir Putin, who is an anti-Semite, who is a criminal, who bombs his own buildings, his own FSB has gone public, He's been caught. He's arresting all of his enemies. To have him and to have somebody, I mean, that shows how far we've gone. Oh, Vladimir Putin says it. Oh, well, that documents it. I mean, Bill Clinton's been out agreeing with Bush the last 6 months. Oh, I agree with the war. Oh, you know, Bush did what he had to do. I mean, come on.
Oh, Bill Clinton says now. Vladimir Putin says now.
What in the world are you people talking about? Now, because Putin says so? I mean, but again, if you're a real-life Nazi like Putin or Schwarzenegger, you're going to be just fine. But you fight fascism, you fight communism, you fight socialism, you know, the three-pronged fork of control the globalists created, you might secretly, why, you're against all forms of mafia. And you know, Mr. Jones, do you think there's a Jewish mafia? Well, yeah, there's a Jewish mafia. Well, then that's anti-Semitic. You know, no Jew can do any wrong. Well, then why, then did we have Bugsy Siegel? I mean, do I think you know, Jews run everything? No, but again, this always gets brought up, and it's the government that wants to inject it into the debate. It just blows me away, my friends. We'll break and come back. A lot of amazing calls, though. But if I sounded irritated, I mean, I was getting a headache. And I literally did start getting a stomachache listening to some of that. Just because it, I expect the globalists to be evil and lie. But to see, brainwashed good people, people I've known for years, people I've been to dinner with, totally shift and not see it. And the Democrats aren't going to see it if Kerry gets in office and they're doing all this to conservatives. The Democrats aren't going to care. They aren't going to see the corruption of Kerry. They're going to love it, too. We're in for a rough ride. And I just would ask God to move people's hearts and minds out there to be given discernment and see the truth. And a great way to do that is my videos. 90% of those that see the films are waking up. But again, a large portion just refuse to watch them. I made 10 of them. I carry a bunch of other videos and books on tape and CD by other great authors and researchers. You want to know documented facts about the New World Order, I have picked the materials that I think are the best out there exposing this New World Order. And they're available through Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Again, just call toll-free, folks, and tell them, I want Road to Tyranny. I want Masters of Terror. I want Police State 3 Total Enslavement. I want The Matrix of Evil. Get three or more of the videos, they drop down by $5.95 apiece, from $25.95 to $20, $19.95. That's an $18 discount on a three-tape special, a $24 discount on a four-tape special, a $30 discount on a five-tape special. And we need your support as well. I authorize you to make copies of my videos. You can't do that with the other videos I carry because they're not mine to tell you you can do that. You can just buy the originals from me. So again, 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Write to us. Tell them, I want the videos. List the videos you want. Or if you got questions about the videos or want to order on the phone, 888-253-3139. And don't forget to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, folks, we'll be right back with the third hour. Your calls and a ton of news. Keep it locked in.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.